Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding I'm learning
to
lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm
learning
to lean. Yes, I'm
learning to lean.
Every day I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus.
At an altar I knelt. I found
peace.
So
serene.
And all that he asks
us
is a childlike trust and a heart that's pure and clean. Yes,
I'm
every day I'm on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me. He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
Everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle, and I thank you so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask and request that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement, however, will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. We strongly advise that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourself a quiet corner, and prepare and listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. His topic, Returning to God, it comes from Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 19. Immediately following his words of encouragement, He will close us all out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Words of Encouragement. And I certainly want to thank our lovely host, Sister Danielle, along with the Central Church of Christ and our great minister, Brother Bradshaw, for continuing to support and sponsor of this great telecast. This morning we want to talk about returning to God. Is the backdrop of that none be lost. When we look at Luke chapter 15, we find that the law begins to explain verses 1 through 11. At verse 11, when he talks about those who have gone astray, two perspectives: return to God, those who left God, and sometimes ourselves. Even though we may not have left the house of God, we are lost, and we need to return to God as well. But for this morning, we want to express upon our minds, try to impact our hearts regarding those who are lost. This is a great time of the year to retrieve the errand. This is our theme for this month here at Third Street Church of Christ in West Palm Beach, and that we are talking about forgiveness and retrieving the errand. And we've talked about two things these past 2 weeks: reconnecting the disconnected. And it's coming Lord's Day, sermon going to be recognizing revival and renewal. And so we're going to do that again this coming Lord's Day, because we're trying to impact the lives of those who have gone astray, whether intentional or through ignorance or whatever the case may be. They have abandoned God for the moment. So when we look at chapter 15 of Luke and verse 1, about verses 8 and 9, there is some phrases in there, some attitudes the Lord had to deal with for those who thought they were okay, but the Lord showed them that they weren't okay, and that was the scribes and the Pharisees, an attitude that they had towards Jesus, even with the publicans and the sinners, those who had no doubt violated the laws of the Jewish system. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbling, saying, "This man receiveth sinners and eat with them." So the Lord tells them a parable. Talks about the parable of the corn, the lost sheep, and also the lost sons. Well, here is something that we need to understand. There's a common thread, a thought that flows through these first five or seven verses. And that is something of great value is missing. Someone is greatly concerned. Someone initiated all out search. This is a thread of thought that flows through this entire chapter. See, the publicans and the tax collectors, sinners, all who failed to observe the traditions of the Jewish elders, including the law of purification and other things. The Jewish elders, the Pharisees, they thought too much of themselves. And Jesus extended mercy over sacrifice. I mean, there's a time when you'll have to do whatever it takes to bring someone back to God. You see, when we understand the true meaning or the more in-depth meaning of loss, loss means spiritually destitute, separated and alienated from God, condemned, destined to uncertainty, forfeiture of opportunity to spend eternity with God because of failure to obey his word, destined to perish because of unconfessed sin. See, being lost is a very terrible thing. I know it's downplayed today, but really think about it. And this is why oftentimes in our preaching and in our prayers, we always use a little phrase: before it's eternally too late. There will and there can come a time when it's eternally too late to be right with God, to get saved. And so, yes, being lost is a terrible thing. And so when we look at verse 11 then in chapter 15, here's a case where two brothers, one stayed home and the other left. And no doubt the one who left prematurely received his inheritance. And he went away and he spent it all. Now he's broke and he don't know what to do. So he made some desperate measures, become desperate for survival. And he came to himself and he said, "I'm going to go home." And so he got himself together and he went. And he was thinking as he was going home what he would say to his father. And he uttered some things in his mind what he would say. And his father saw him a piece of way off and went to him and embraced him and celebrated with him because he had come back. But the older brother, who didn't leave physically, was lost spiritually because his attitude towards his brother, who had gone astray, wasn't what God would have it to be. Yes, sometimes we can be at home and be lost, as well as those who have physically abandoned the family and gone into the wayward land. But in this case, returning to God, we want to focus on that older son who didn't leave but stayed home. But his attitude, his disposition, his mindset caused him to have a need to return to God. No, he hadn't left the building. He hadn't left home, but he had left God. Because of the way he displayed his mind, his heart, and expressions to the father regarding his brother indicated that his heart had abandoned God. He had left the house. He had gone astray and didn't even know it. I want to encourage us this morning that when those who come back to the Lord, of course, you know, this is the first of the year when people making restitutions and resolutions and rededicating themselves. We who hadn't physically left, let us be mindful of the fact that it could have been us that have abandoned and gone astray for the moment. So let's have an open heart. Let's be jubilant. Let's be encouraging. When those who, whatever reason, why they left, when they've come back through those doors and come and ask the church to pray with them, we need to be celebratory. Just as when this shepherd had retrieved his lost sheep, he laid it on his shoulders and took it back home, and his friends celebrated with him because heaven's angels rejoiced over one soul that repented. So we need to make sure that when someone returns to God, we celebrate with them. When we return to God, we expect folk to be happy that we are back. We don't want to return to a church house and they dash cold water on us at the door. Well, that is the expression I've seen through my 4 years of preaching. There have been those who may not have physically left the body, but they are so ugly towards those who did leave, and now they're back. And first thing they must say, oh, they'll be gone again. They're not real. They're not genuine. What an attitude to have or not to have towards someone who's struggling with sin. And so today's words of encouragement is to put us on alert that it could be us that needs God's mercy and needs God's giving. The more so we need the love and acceptance of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for this privilege you've given us, that we would recognize that even those who may not have physically or visibly abandoned the faith, abandoned God or the family of God, they may be in a situation where they need to return to God as well. And if we who haven't physically left, if our heart's not right, we could fall in a position of being lost as well as the ones who actually abandoned the faith, delinquent or gone astray, and made attempts to return. We need to be there with open arms to receive them back safe and sound, just as the Father. And, of course, Heavenly Father, we realize that this passage represents your love for your creation, your Jewish people, your family, your choice people who have abandoned you and now they're coming back. But we, in our application of these words today, we apply it to the modern-day Church of Christ everywhere in the brotherhood, that our heart be right when we find someone who's gone astray and trying to come back home. They went through this mindset of, this is what I do. I was wrong for leaving the church. Now I'm coming back. Do they have a church to come back to? That is what we want to make certain, that when those who have returned to you, that they have a family to return to, and that we will celebrate with them, that we will put a ring on their finger and shoes on their feet and a robe around them and embrace them and kill the fatted calf. Let them know that you are welcome back. This is our prayer today as we ask it all in your son Christ's name. Amen.